Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of the NBL News Podcast, joined by Aiden and Jackson once again. What's going on, guys?
Going good, you know, work's good, life's good, life was great.
Going well, not too shabby of a week.
No, there's a bit happening, and I'll tell you
just
what.
Tad.
Yeah, just I a think... bit of a tad Doofenshmirtz.
I'll tell you what, I don't think we've gotten a hot take. So right, like just insanely incredible, and that was mine last week.
Evan didn't know anything beforehand, so don't think he did.
Yeah,
maybe I did.
He's scamming us, y'all.
No, but if you didn't hear last week, my hot take was James Duncan would be fired before they sign a new import, the Brisbane Bullets, and you know what happens a couple of days later? He is fired. Of course, they've got to say mutually part ways, you know.
Yeah, but it never is the case.
Let's be honest here. I think James Duncan came out and said himself that he basically was fired anyway. So, bit of a shock still. Even though I did have my hot take about it, I think it's still a bit too soon to have him fired. In my opinion, when there's still a little, I feel like he had much more time to give before you could fire him and. Just wasn't working. We obviously know about that debacle with DJ Mitchell earlier in the season. And this year, they splashed out their budget on getting guys like Tyler Johnson, re-signing Sobey, getting Baines in the squad. They're trying to get guys like James Johnson as well. So they really wanted to splash the budget this year, and it hasn't worked out the plan. So Sam McKinnon's team that he has built, I believe, as a GM, he's taking over as interim head coach. And when you think of moves like that, you think of the great Greg Popovich move back in the 90s. And, I mean, that turned out pretty well, I guess.
Cal Bruton with the Wildcats in
NBL,
1990.
Yeah, Cal Bruton. But he was already a head coach before, so
yeah,
made sense. But this one is a lot happening in Brisbane. Jackson, just what's going on over there, man?
James Duncan is the scapegoat. And the real issue is that they've never had a true point guard. And we keep on saying it week in, week out. This team needs a true point guard. They signed Tyler Johnson, who's a combo guard, over an import point guard. They don't bother signing Will McDowell-White because apparently he's out of their price range, even though they just gone to sign Aaron Baines, which is a bit ridiculous. And like they just ignore all these guys and they just have like what? Four combo guards on their roster and not one true point guard. Like Kadee's a playmaker, but he's not a point guard. And Sobey, as much as Brisbane in the last 4 years say that, oh, he's our point guard, he's not a point guard. And it's just a bit of a mess there at the moment. Not as big of a mess as some other teams at the moment, but they are not in a good place. And they were trying to bring in Jacob Wiley and then they just sack their coach. Like, it's a bit ridiculous.
I mean, to top it off, they go across the country to New Zealand. They get walloped there. Was it 34 points? It was just painful to watch. It was you couldn't watch it. It was just like, it's
no Baines, no Harrison.
Yeah, I mean, even then, you're getting killed by 34 points. It's disappointing to see something like that happen in the NBL. And I don't know how they dig themselves out of this hole they're in right now. I would even say they're in a worse position than the Illawarra Hawks. I mean, when you lose a coach, you get smashed by the Breakers. I just don't see how there's any positives going forward. I don't know. Aiden, what do you think of the Bullets?
They're not worse than Hawks. They're equal. I reckon they're both, you know, crap fest right now. but I reckon it's, you know, backdates from the Andre Lamana's departure and the whole Lamar Patterson and Orlando Johnson, you know, those guys that the first year of COVID, actually, to be honest. I think that's where it dates back from. Who's running this unit? Like, is Kevin Martin even still involved? Like, what's the go? Because I don't reckon he wouldn't let it get to this level.
I was going to say, I think they had a meeting with their CEOs in the US. I don't think it was.
Who is the CEO?
Who knows?
It's not McKinnon. I thought it was McKinnon at first, but didn't realize.
Nah, McKinnon's the GM.
Maybe it was their owners, sorry. I think the owners, someone in the US that that was that looks after the Bullets. They had a meeting with them.
I'm just surprised
they sacked him. I actually am intrigued. I want to know if those guys, Thaddeus Young, Chris Middleton, Kyle Hines, I think he is playing in EuroLeague. They're all owners of the Bullets. I wonder.
And then
if
don't
they
have like a bunch of Hollywood executives also? Yeah,
I wonder
as owners. Yeah,
who's in that meeting? You know, saying James Duncan, look, mate, it's time to part ways.
That's why I'm surprised. That's what.
Yeah, I'm intrigued to know what came to that decision, how it all worked out, whose idea was it? Yeah. So, look, it's a bit of a shambles. And look, I think some of these US owners have jumped on board the Brisbane Bullets specifically because they see, a future in them because they're hosting the Olympics in 10 years' time. They think, oh, this franchise could turn big, but they're just. It's going the opposite way, the way it is right now.
Well, when Sobey joined, that was the destination club in talking marks.
Because I had the boom as head coach.
That's
at
what
the
I
time
mean.
In
that's what I mean. But it's gone downhill ever since he left.
I think it's deja vu. I was going to say it's deja vu at the Illawarra Hawks. Brian Gorgian, he's gone. And do a brief, guys like that. They wanted to play at Illawarra. They're a successful club because he was the boom as head coach.
I'm Anthony Dream. I'm lucky I left Brisbane because everything is killing it at Adelaide.
Yeah.
Maybe
do you think Deng Deng's regretting moving to Illawarra, or do you think he's actually enjoying the fact that he's moved back?
I don't know. It'd be like the same with Harry Fong. Would you be?
Yeah. Who won
Harry,
that trade?
I reckon Harry.
No one.
No one. It's
both teams lost the trade. Has there ever been a trade where both teams have lost? I don't know.
Trade in talking marks, guys.
Yeah,
there's no trades.
But,
just clarifying for the viewers, there is no trades. It's just the switcheroo 2.0.
Well, so you guys, I think I forgot who meant it. I think it was Liam Santa Maria, I believe, and Derek Rucker. They said that the most likely candidate at the moment is Judd Flavel. We know him, past assistant coach at the Phoenix, at the Breakers, for about a decade now.
Yeah, but I think he's got a few family issues going on, from memory. Simon mentioned it.
And he's not.
Yeah.
Coaching anywhere at the moment, so he's the most likely.
He's coaching
NZBL,
but not anywhere like as a head. Yeah.
Derek Rucker caught up Jerry Wright, and Jerry Wright said no straight away. Of course, he doesn't want to run the.
He doesn't want to run it because so many will leave. They all leave. It'll be.
Don't start up a WhatsApp
make it worse.
With Jerry Wright.
Look, Jerry Wright would be still a good coach. I wouldn't. No, I'd want.
Oh yeah, he'd be great.
But yeah. I don't think in terms of what the personnel at
but
Brisbane is,
no. Rob Beveridge.
Yeah, it would be good for Joey, but yeah, Rob Beveridge is another one.
Rob Beveridge may be another candidate.
Well, he's on the isn't he?
He's moving to Perth. He's now Rockingham's big head of coaching,
what was he beforehand?
He was in the NZNBL.
But I still
and
think
he's been living in Wollongong.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I can see Brisbane go after Mike Kelly. I generally.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. Yeah.
For them this season, what do you guys think? Do they keep Sam McKinnon for the rest of the year, or
get someone else?
Well, can I just say, they have all these assistant coaches, and they make their GM the head coach. Like, is there nobody good enough on
who's
that bench?
Assistant Peter Crawford isn't he like one of them?
And Greg Vanderjagt.
Yeah,
Greg's not ready, I reckon. Peter, you could.
Well, it just shows it just demonstrates there's no trust within the organization right now. So
I'm not saying that because I know
it makes it worse
firsthand, but I don't think one of them is not ready. I don't know.
Maybe
don't
they didn't want to be a head coach.
They said no already. Sam McKinnon, really, as GM, and he's going to find an import and coach a team. That's going to.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in Brisbane at the moment, but. I don't know how they get it out of this hole. I don't know.
I don't know who they should hire. Taji McCaw's coach.
I don't know what they do in the head coaching situation, and who they sign as an import. It's.
Do they find another injury replacement for Harrison? Or is that Rasmus?
If you're a Bullets fan, I would be upset, very upset. Because I thought this year, this would be the year. Aaron Baines in the squad, Tyler Johnson. They can make finals.
I'm not
going
to say this, but no. I did say before we recorded our first one that I didn't have that much faith in this. But you guys convinced me, and I was like, I wish I stuck to it. Because honestly, now I was great. Because I think I did say the Royal Brisbane bottom two. And you both laughed at me before we recorded and said that was a joke.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
It shows it's
there's no
not
proof
always,
of it, but there's no proof of it.
But it just shows that it's not always about what's on paper. Yeah. No. So interesting stuff going on in Brisbane. Anyway, I'm going to ask this.
Wait, before we continue, I don't think they'll sign Jacob Watt. I think that he's in Puerto Rico or Spain. Sorry, continue.
I was going to ask, is the top four locked in now? I mean, we've
in that order or just top four?
No, just locked in. I think
I'd say top three's locked in. I wouldn't say top four.
Obviously, the top three, Sydney Kings, New Zealand Breakers, Cairns, those teams move around. I think New Zealand Kings top two. But
see how New Zealand go this weekend, is what I want to say.
Would you lock Southeast Melbourne in the four?
No.
See how other New Zealand face both go this weekend and then decide. If Phoenix beat New Zealand, then I'll say Phoenix beat New Zealand.
Yeah, but I think we can agree. Sydney, New Zealand, Cairns have been sensational, as we saw. New Zealand, we talked about them killing the Bullets on the weekend. Southeast Melbourne had a huge win against the Hawks. I hate to see it in the NBL. I hate to see, you know, 35-point smashes.
That Saturday game was Sunday.
I hate to see it in the NBL, but that's just how it is at the moment. Cairns, they beat Kings. That was game of the round and probably best game we've seen in a while this season. Then.
No, I came around with Tennessee United.
No, I'm kidding.
No. Sydney Cairns
Sydney Cairns was a sensational game. And who would you have in the grand final as well right now? Would you have Sydney. The Sydney Kings, obviously Sydney, but New Zealand or Cairns? Who do you think is the better team? Also, we know
New Zealand
did beat Cairns.
Country mile.
New Zealand did beat Cairns in Cairns on Friday night by about 10 points, but it was close.
I think New Zealand Cairns, their depth, like, I don't know. Like, if Hogue went down, so I shouldn't
but
say
then
that.
You look
I
at
just,
Cairns,
just
but, the,
yeah.
But Cairns beat Sydney, so.
Yeah, but. I mean, Hogue got going at the end. Like, he was shocking at the start.
Well, but he hit two clutch three-pointers.
Shouldn't say shocking. Below par for what Hogue was. That's a bit high saying he was shocking. He was just. I'd go New Zealand, just like the Kansas depth is interesting. Like Barry Brown off New Zealand's bench is a weapon.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then they've got Denver Chicken play.
But Cairns also bringing McCall off the bench.
Yeah, but Cairns don't have that experience in finals.
And Sydney showed that they can. Did they beat Cairns in Sydney before without Cooks?
Cairns beat Sydney with Cooks in Sydney, and then Cairns lost to Sydney with the Quartnoy buzzer beater as well in Sydney.
So it's tight between those top three. It could go either way. I think Phoenix.
If Phoenix beat New Zealand this weekend, you can say Phoenix is a strong contender, I reckon, if they beat New Zealand in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Because they already did it once, and they whooped New Zealand's lost the first time. If Phoenix win by more than 10 this week, just Thursday, which is 2 days away, I reckon they're better than Cairns.
I think the way they played against the Hawks, I know Hawks is bottom team at the moment, but when you put up 115 or something?
Yeah,
114.
The double donuts. We've taken to Tyson Murray chanting out where you want donuts.
112 they got up. And even if you score that in the NBL, it shows that you're quite a dominant side.
But they could have got 120, I'll be honest with you. That last minute, shooting around like they didn't.
Yeah, I know.
Junior Madud had an alley missed.
But yeah, I think those four teams are easily the best in the competition this year. And
I want to say they're locked, but not in that order. Like they're locked in terms of
definitely not
the play-ins and all that. But yeah,
it's crazy we're saying this because it's not even halfway through the season. But it's just I feel like it's just after this week, after we've seen all these teams, I think it's pretty clear now to say that those top three are easily the top three.
And then I would have Tassie and Phoenix above everyone else in that next tier because I don't have anyone else.
Yeah, I'd say the same.
Because I don't know who else is up for grabs for that. Or maybe Adelaide. Tassie, Phoenix, Adelaide.
Let's talk about Adelaide. They got a good win against Perth on the weekend.
A much needed win.
I mean, we've talked about Perth a lot in the past, but Jackson, you can talk about this game too. But my question first is do Adelaide actually need a new import in their side? I mean, they look way better without Craig Randall. We've seen they've gone 3 out of 4 in their last four games. And they got a real good convincing win against Perth in Perth. Jackson, what do you make of it? Do Adelaide need a new import? And what did you think of Perth against Adelaide on the weekend?
I like with their current rotations, I don't think Adelaide needs a third input with the way Drimmick's been playing. But it would be handy. That game is the classic Perth is shocking in the first quarter and they cannot come back after it. And like they were just too good in the interior, too many points in the paint. Like Perth had no interior presence. Like somebody would cut and then just be an easy pass for an easy layup or a dunk and they couldn't do anything. Franks played well. Drimmick's had a good run of form lately. They've just got a really solid team. McCarron's doing his thing. And like the only guy that, you know, has been a bit down, and this is for his career standards, is Daniel Johnson, because that's probably like, did he have like single digits for like the first time in like a decade or something? Like,
yeah, he's getting older now. And
DJ being DJ, though, I reckon it doesn't matter. Like, you still got to man up on him. You got to, you know, respect his shot. You got to put your hand to it.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I will say that Adelaide needs a, like, and I've been talking to somebody about this. Adelaide needs like a true five man, and like a big bodied five man.
Well, I actually genuinely think they should sack Kai. This is not me taking a piss.
They
this
should sack Soto.
No, start him.
No,
oh, start. Sorry, I thought that you said sack.
No.
Philippines fans, don't come at me.
No, they should sign him. Like, I know that sounds stupid right now, but I reckon he's not doing that bad, and you know. But like Adelaide are dominating right now. That's a strong word. They're playing their
much
roles.
Better.
Yeah, they're playing their roles. Like Nick Marshall is elite as a DP. Drimmick's great. I think the original thing when he went to Brisbane was when he thought CJ might take over Dre, and then he didn't. So then he didn't fall in that system that James Duncan had for him. But he's fitting in well in CJ's system right now. And if you ask me, fantasy people, pick him your team. You don't have to start him. Like I wish I did on the weekend, but he will give you good points for fantasy.
I mean, we go back to Kai Soto and David Johnson. I want to say, I think CJ is tending to, I think soon we'll actually see it. Mm. I think DJ is getting less of a role because CJ knows that I think everyone knows that he's a liability on defense. Like
DJ can play the Wagstaff role, as in the bench role at Perth.
He can play 25 minutes off the bench.
Like DJ is still solid.
But the only thing that's happening is why he hasn't been in all the Boomers sides and
he's got no defense.
Being near the NBA at all or EuroLeague level is because he's got no defense, as you said, Jackson. He's an unreal offensive player. He can put up 30 and 10 if you want. But
well, you can see when it gets to Phoenix Suns, he knocked down a lot of threes.
Before he got injured.
Oh, yeah, sure. I forgot about that too.
And, but he's an unreal offensive player, but on the defensive end, he can't do much. So I think
if you're playing DJ, you got to play someone with him. Like, you got to have like a big with him. You can't have. Who do they start the floor?
Like, that's how, you know, early NBL 21, that's how Humphreys, DJ, they worked really well.
Yeah.
And then Humphreys got injured and the rest happened.
Yeah.
That's what, like, I know at the time we were asking why they signed Bester, but I'm kind of glad they didn't now because.
Well, Bester retired.
Yeah, but, like, before he kind of had no way to go. I'm kind of, like, looking back, it wasn't a shocking decision. It's smart because they've got young bigs they can put around. Like, Akuf could easily not start but be a good bench player.
Same with Galloway. They need to play Galloway a whole lot more.
The only thing with Galloway, I think, is his defense as well. That's what they don't trust him with. But
I did ask CJ in the presser when they played.
That's right. United.
Phoenix or United a couple of weeks ago.
It was United.
United. A couple of weeks ago. I asked him, how do you fit guys like Galloway and Hyrum Harris in the rotation? You know, they both got 0 minutes that game, and I felt like they definitely needed minutes in a rotation, even though they still won the game.
You know what? You got them in minutes. You know, your question got them minutes. Basically.
And guess what happens? Next game, he gives minutes to Kyron Galloway.
Well, they didn't play Hyrum Harris because he just came back from New Zealand duty.
Yeah.
But Galloway, you know, that difference.
Before
situation.
We move on from LA versus Perth, I don't know if it's called regretting, but did they sign Thomas over Williams?
I think But, well, I mean, not officially, as a Perth fan, I am regretting them not signing Williams. And also just because I'm... Because
Williams would help Manic so much out with
blew
it.
That rumor up.
Yeah, then they're like, no, I'm not going to get him now because Jackson put us off.
Yeah. Thanks, nah. Damo.
But I think, no, like, nothing against Tashaun, but Tashaun doesn't really fit what they do.
At the he's a good four man. He's not no, a great, yeah, good four man, guy.
But they need someone else. Like, they couldn't have signed Thomas and Manic because they're two, not, I wouldn't say similar, but they.
They brought Thomas in as a passing big. They wanted to find someone that could be a passing big, help out Con, run more plays for him. But to be honest, he hasn't really been.
They didn't sign Hodgson. Let's just say they didn't sign Hodgson. So that's a tip.
Thomas hasn't really been that. They're missing.
They should have got all in for Fawn on Duop. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I think they tried.
They did, but
they have money. Sure, they have money. Yeah, I know they're China and LA have money, but sure, they've got money.
Yeah. They need a. They're missing. You look back when they were successful. Miles Plumlee, Nick Kay up there. Yeah,
well, Miles does. Miles is
Angus Grant.
Angus Brandt.
Matt Knight.
Matt Knight. They had some really good bigs, and they just don't have that at the moment. And I think that's why they are not as successful. United as well. Another loss for them. They lose to Tassie choked. By
they
4
did a
points.
Phoenix of they losses.
They choked. They were leading basically the whole game until the last couple of minutes, and look, it was, I got to say, it was some terrible rotations in the end by Melbourne. Tucker goes for, you know, unreal slam, and then Vickerman takes him off, I think.
Yeah, he does a lot. I question his rotations.
Guys get hot. Oh, I'll take them off, and then
he's doing what Simon Mitchell did last year with Phoenix. Yeah. Let's be real. They're doing the Phoenix.
Yeah, I just don't see how Melbourne and Perth progress at the moment. So I ask this question, what can United and Perth do to improve right now? I'll go to you, Aiden, first.
Perth need nothing against Majuke, nothing against Thomas, but they need a true five. Like, Maddox doing all right. Like, Maddox coming up to Jackson's hot take form, which is great for Jackson. Jackson's, you know, putting a burden on him. It's been great. Travis is taking, like, when I say more shots, he needs to look like he's taking more shots. Like, you know when he's about to pass. Like, he's too easy to anticipate ahead.
Yeah.
Of games. United, they just need Shea to get fit. And Dean needs to trust his players more. Like, he doesn't keep them on for long enough. I know sports sciences, there's 30 minutes, but you got to keep X going.
100%.
Lockie going.
I mean, it's only 10 minutes.
Oh, exactly. Even like, Marcus Lee hasn't really liked the world up. And I'm still going to be in time. I'm not shooting at him yet. He's got 2 weeks to prove for me, and then I'm going to share my foot for that. But
as you said,
he's got one more week. He's got one more week.
As you said, and it's not like the NBA where you're playing 48 minute games, and then you might have two games back to back days.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But in the NBL, it's 10 minute quarters. You're playing once or twice per week. You know, you should be getting
Chris. They should have gone to Chris Moore. Sorry, Chris was lining it up.
Yeah, there should be.
That's what I was looking.
Is didn't he have like NBA 13 team? In the first quarter and then didn't score again until like the fourth?
Yeah.
But as I said, this is for every NBL team. They should be playing their starters more.
What if bigs are all averaging like 15 minutes between all of them? Humphries. Everyone else is getting like 15 minutes. They're too big. Like Aquara only had 12 minutes.
Yeah.
That's really low on his numbers from what he was producing beforehand. And he would have tore Magne apart, in my opinion.
I think Derek Ruck always says this as well. I mean, just play your guys. It's 10 minute quarters, two games a weekend.
Parker could have got a
triple. Play your main guys. I don't see why they rest them when they're hot.
Question: is Triple a main roster or DP?
He's still a DP.
Okay, so I'm not gonna have a go at him yet.
Jackson, what do you think about Melbourne and Perth? How do they improve?
Melbourne. Right. Wait. Let's just talk about Melbourne. So how many bigs do they have? They've got Humphries, they've got Lee, they've got Aquera, they've got Peatling and Barlow, if you want to count him.
That's six already.
Yep. And then
Newley.
Newley's been playing power forward.
Seven.
You know, who's those guys. And then
DPs.
Didn't Newley, like last week, slide down to the two?
Like Newley had, like, last season was great. Like,
oh, yeah.
He was signed. This year, his role is completely different.
Yeah. Like,
sorry, I didn't mean to.
No. It's great. And with Illy being out, like, that's a big loss, and can't, you know, just say.
Well, put it this way. If they had Iru still, they would have been 8 bigs. Oh, and Dalton. They've got
Dalton.
They've got 9 bigs.
So they've got all those bigs. And like,
they've got no guards.
Their guard rotation in terms of like guys that can actually handle the ball is a bit lackluster when you take out Illy.
He's like Charlie McCall. Nothing against Rayshon, but he can't handle it.
Yeah. With Perth, what they need to do is take out Wagstaff out of the starting lineup because he's been a sixth man his entire career and just give him 20 minutes off the bench. And they need to just say, Manic, you're our guy, you're our import. You know, you've got your legs under you now. Just go and start and play 30 minutes game or whatever. And they need to be playing, in my opinion, they need to be playing Majuk less and Hayes Brown more because they haven't been playing Hayes Brown. And Hayes Brown's way more mobile, and that's what they need at the moment.
Hayes Brown's got one more DP year, or is he DP year?
It's either, I mean, he has one more year of eligibility after this year, but I think this is last year of his contract. He's a DP.
Yeah. There's a few people, Shervil is not a DP anymore, and there's a lot of people around the league that haven't.
Shervil's main roster. Zunic got elevated to main roster.
Yeah, because no one wanted to pay him. Now he's not playing, which is, hindsight's beautiful.
And also on Perth, like, people are going at Blanchfield saying he's having a bad year. He's having a bad year. He's having a bad past 2 years because they aren't running any plays for him. He's just standing in the corner, and that's not been his thing. You look at his season with Gleeson, and that was his most successful season because they were running plays for him.
Did you see my question? I put in a
just
chat.
Simple as that. And
over Norton to start.
Yeah, I don't know. I reckon try something different. They need more scoring in a way, because like Norton's great on defense, but I feel like he fouls. Like he goes.
I'd run ultra big with Travers at the one.
Okay.
To be honest.
Yeah, like, I'm not like nothing against Norton, but he's just too handsy now with his defense, and he's just getting caught for the reaching the lazy fouls. Like caught him.
But
I wouldn't sign him anymore.
But I'd run the ultra lineup of Travers with Cotton and Blanchfield and Manic and Thomas.
Do you agree that Travers is
get length?
Yeah, Travers does not look close to being back. Well, being in the NBA, the way he's going this season, and they need to give more shots to Manic. I agree. Before they just need to just keep shooting. I don't care if you shoot 0 of 10 this game. You'll knock them down eventually, as we saw that game against Adelaide a couple of weeks back.
Jackson, quick question. If Thomas, what is he known for? Like, what was the scout report before he came?
Passing
and defense.
So we can't say they need to feed him more in post, can we? Because I feel like they don't feed him.
He can. He's got a nice little midi on him, but
do they feed him enough? I don't know what they're gonna do. That's just my opinion, lad. What do you think they need to do, Evan? Both teams.
Well, I think we talked about it. They need to give Matic more shots, switch the lineups a bit more, and with United, it's just about rotations. I think they're just John Riley and Vickman are just still unsure. You're 10 games in, 10, 15 games in, and you're still unsure of your rotation.
I can get John in a way because he's new to the group. Dean's known most of those players for ages.
But either way, you got to. This point of the season, you've got to have firm rotations. Otherwise, it's not going to work. We've seen with the Breakers, they're like, we're doing so well with Barry Brown off the bench. Let's just keep him off the bench. Cairns have got a good starting five there. They're not going to bring McCall back in. Sydney's got a good five there. Once you know your rotations are...
I think fans don't have rotations now too, to be perfectly honest.
United and Perth just don't have that. So that's why they're not succeeding at the moment. I want to talk about other big news that I've feel like went really under the radar, but the Christmas Day game, huge for the NBL. I think, people are going to complain that, who's got to watch that? It's Christmas Day. Keep sports away from that, yada, yada. I think it's good. The NBL needs to do it. You need to see the gap in the market there, and just NBL has the ability to just say and risk it all and say, look, let's just see what happens. If it doesn't go well, so be it. We won't do it again.
Look,
but it
I don't
could
think
be
I'll
really
be personally watching it though.
But it could be really successful, as we now see. It's on Channel 10 on the main channel. I don't think we've seen an NBL game on the main channel in.
I reckon they need commentators in the building for that. Like, I know it's going to be money, and I know people want to celebrate Christmas, but
make it a whole production. Yep, if it's on the main channel 10, 6:30 prime time, HG. after everyone's had their lunch and the dinner turkey. And everything, I think it's perfect for the NBL, and I think it could be really successful. So I think it's the first game. I think there was some games on SBS 5 years back, not too many, but when I first thought of it, there hasn't really been an NBL game on like Channel 10, Channel 7.
You mean like a free, yeah, a good like not
a free, whole so free like live a, game like a on channels, channel on the main Channel 10, 7 or 9 in about 20, 25 years. So this is huge for the
back
NBL.
Back when Stephen Quartermain caught a games.
Exactly. So be good to have him in this game too. But look, I think it's huge for the NBL and it's good risk. Huge risk to take, but it could be a massive
are
reward,
you both so. Going to be actually tuning in? Because I know I'm going to be hella busy with family.
I've got nothing to do after Christmas Day.
It'll be 3:30 Perth time, so we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. See how the family goes.
Chuck it on in the background. I think it'd be really successful. But anyway, hot take of the week.
Go for us.
Here we go. Well, I might as well start with mine because I'm going to call myself the hot take expert.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. South East Melbourne Phoenix.
Oh, no.
Will average a higher home attendance by the end of the season than Melbourne United.
Oh, wait, does that count the Traralgon and State Bottle games? That's not going to...
Just do it at JCA.
That's a bit harsh if you count as the regional ones.
I still think they'll have like a more bigger fan base.
I feel like it has been like that. Like I see what you're coming at. I feel like it's been better at Phoenix games.
Yeah, I got a couple points here before I get to you guys. We saw their last game. They had about 5,000. It was about 300 or so off compared to
the war game.
United Saturday game to compare to the Phoenix Sunday game this past weekend. Very similar numbers. We were talking about hundreds of people.
Yeah, but our atmosphere was better because we wanted donuts and we got donuts, okay?
The other one, Southeast Melbourne. I haven't seen NBL ads on, talk about main channels again, but Channel 9, I'm seeing it during, first ad during, 6 o'clock news, Southeast Melbourne ad about buying memberships. I don't think I've seen that from an NBL club in a long time. So that's got to grab some people's attention. As well as Zio Chi, once he comes back and starts playing some good basketball for the Phoenix, that's another 1,000 people.
They're still coming up regardless of the Zio Chi playing or not. They're rocking up.
Yeah. So, and once he starts playing well, there'll be more. We've seen it before when the Chinese national team players, they get around Zio Chi. Look, I've
got one point. They're coming to see me as well.
And also, I think the other main point, Phoenix are a way better team than United this season. So, and this is coming from a Melbourne United fan as well. So I think South East Melbourne will average a high attendance by the end of the year.
Well, you've been to both games. What atmosphere is better right now?
Phoenix this season, 100% by a country mile.
By a country mile. The whole South East Melbourne, home-based Melbourne United based mile.
And look, I wouldn't be surprised if the fan base takes over United in a couple years' time. I know it's crazy to say, but the way they promote, they're doing a really good job, South East Melbourne.
Yeah. Okay. Jackson, you're next.
Jackson and Aiden, what's your...
Okay, I'll go. If Keanu Pinder leaves Cairns, it will not be in the NBL next year.
Okay.
It's either Cairns or nothing.
Yeah. Nothing. I don't know if that's a hot take, but okay.
And I'll go one further.
Go on.
It'll be Japan.
Japan.
He always says this. He loves it's always Japan, isn't it?
He's just upset.
All the Perth boys get taken by Japan
John Rudy,
teams.
Vic Law, Angus Brandt, Rhys Vaig.
Who? Aiden?
United will not win more than 10 games this year.
More than 10 games.
They've already got 5, so it's not... They've got 15 games left. And they've got... I don't know how many.
That is a good hot take.
So are you saying, they'll only win 11 five plus? Saying...
11 plus. So I'll count 10 on the dot.
Yeah.
But also, another hot take that we briefly talked about in the chat was Conor Gack will go from NBA Summer League to play no minutes and out of the league next season.
Who's this?
A.K. Gack.
Yeah, we've seen it with Emmett Nahr. Well, he's in Netherlands now, but Jack Salt. I guess
Jack Salt fell for Gracie, but Jack had injuries.
But there's been a few. Let's finish up. Well, quick five. You guys ready? Will Keanu Pinder... Well, this is adding on to Jackson's hot take. Will Keanu Pinder be in the NBA next season?
No.
Yes. I'll explain later.
Oh, wait. Are we counting like G League or no?
Will he play an NBA game next season? Yes. One game. Like Will Magne.
Okay. I'm going to go yes. I'll tell you later why. Yeah,
will we see all these guys, Joe Ingles, Patty Mills, Dele, and Baines, all in the NBL next season?
No. No. Not Patty.
Not Joe.
He's getting 0 minutes for the Nets right now. I'm just saying. Does Jarrell Brantley deserve a spot in the All NBL first team?
No, not yet.
No.
There's a few ahead of him, Josh. There's a Creek Hogue Cooks that.
Hogue's been starting at the three, so you count him there.
Sorry.
Should the Bullets replace Tyler Johnson?
No. They're only in turmoil. No. He's doing well off the bench. What are you on about? Are you just
doesn't fit? No, but he doesn't fit.
He doesn't if he's playing. Yeah, well. I know, but he's.
Jackson, what do you say?
Yes, but they won't.
I'm saying, can I quickly touch it? I'm saying no because they can't even find one for DeVonta. They're going to find one for Johnson. That's all I'm going to say.
It's true. Is this the greatest Taipans team of all time?
They've never won a championship, have they?
No, they haven't.
They made a grand final in what, 2009?
2011 and 2015. And that's they were right. Both against 2015, the Breakers.
Was that Devon Hall year?
That was the one where Kina Bekwe hit the game winner to win the championship.
Ah, yeah.
Look, I'm going to say yes for now because I haven't seen much of Cairns previously. Sorry, I don't have anything to base my judgment on.
I don't know much about Cairns pre-2009, so...
Yeah.
The year against Sydney, was it? Who they played? No, Perth.
Perth.
That year was great.
The Cam Oliver Machado new.
Yeah, that was
good. Team's just as good, though. But isn't it crazy? They're only two grand final appearances, I think 2011, 2015. They're both against the Breakers. So I'm just saying.
What was your first question?
Keanu Pinder in the NBA.
That was your last question, or do you have more?
That was my first question.
No, do you have more?
That's it. Yeah.
All right, no. So Pinder will be like Jack White. He'll play between G League and NBA. He'll be on a two-way.
Okay, two-way.
Yeah. That's the only reason why I said yes.
Wait, is he too old for a two-way?
I don't know how that works.
How old is he?
I just want to say about the Taipans team as well. 2015 is a hard one to beat too. They had Scotty Wilbekin, who's dominating the EuroLeague right now, and Torrey Craig is imports.
They had
two really good imports that year too.
They had money.
No, they just found good guys. They've been really good. Scotty Wilbekin and Craig were straight out of college, so they were able to find some good guys. Tips this week, December 1st. It's December already, geez. Breakers and Phoenix on Thursday night in Christchurch.
Look, we know when I tip the wrong team, it's always the opposite. So I'm going to go to Breakers. So I want Phoenix to win, basically. The reverse
psychology's here. Breakers for me.
Breakers. Brisbane, Perth in Brisbane on Thursday night as well.
I swear to God, if Perth don't win this game.
Where they're playing? Brisbane or Perth?
Brisbane.
No, I'm going Brisbane.
I'm going Perth. Friday, we got Adelaide Cairns in Adelaide. That'll be a good one.
Adelaide. Cairns are on the height and then they're going to fall back then.
Cairns for me.
I think Cairns. Pinder against his old team in Adelaide. He'll turn up. New Zealand, Perth. New Zealand, Perth in New Zealand on Saturday.
By 15 plus.
New Zealand by 20 plus.
New Zealand.
We're giving New Zealand a kiss of death here.
And I'm doing that on purpose.
Like I said, our reverse psychology works here, Jackson. It always does.
Throwdown on Saturday as well. Phoenix and Melbourne.
Well, it's United's best game for the round.
Phoenix
will smash them.
Oh, you guys are kissing them death now. I'm going to give you United by five.
Sunday, we've got Sydney and Adelaide in Sydney.
Adelaide.
Sydney. Oh, they're losing in Cairns. They're going to bounce back.
I'll say Adelaide.
Oh, jeez. I'm not even going opposite right now. Like, this is like...
Brisbane, Tassie in Brisbane.
Tassie have to. Brisbane winning a game for the next Tassie five. Like...
Huh?
Kenyon's still out, yeah?
Yeah, he's out for a while.
I'm going to go Brisbane.
I'm going to say Tassie, Brisbane as well.
Don't beat Brisbane, like I'm saying Tassie are favourites, but if Tassie don't beat them, I have them. No, they just got ranked highly in the final for Tassie for me.
Yeah, this would be a shocker. Melbourne, Illawarra, Melbourne in Illawarra.
No, you can't say it was a shocker. We said that last time they played each other and it went into double overtime.
It still was a shocker game.
It was a shocker
game. Yeah, it was.
But it was.
Who got shocker this one?
Illawarra. I'm going to go the Gong. I'm going to get the second win.
United for me.
Yeah, United. I just can't see Illawarra.
How many
beating
points between both teams?
I just can't see Illawarra
beating. Under 100.
No. I can't see Illawarra beating any team.
Hey, they were competitive at home. I can't. Now.
Look, anyway, if Frazier drops 25 plus, Illawarra will win.
I have one more announcement. If you're in Melbourne, get to your throat end. The tickets are going out fast. Just come down. It's a good atmosphere. That's all I'm going to say.
And support the Phoenix. They're a better team at the moment. Even though
no, just support anyone. Just come to the basketball. That's all I'm saying. Get to your local game. It's great.
You can support Michael Aylin in his 300th and whatever game.
800.
Oh, sorry. 800th.
Jeez.
Can we congratulate? Hey, you know what? Let's just congratulate Michael Aylin.
That actually. Done. Wait, how many years would that be?
800. He's been going since the 90s, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, like late 90s.
So it makes sense.
But no, like credit to him. He's been around for
the ages. The GOAT referee.
The GOAT from Not a One.
The GOAT debate, Vaughn Mayberry or Michael Aylin. That's for another day. Anyway, thanks for tuning in for another episode of the NBL News podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed, and see you guys next time.